Good morning, all. Important conversation about women and Hanukkah. Are women chayav in Hanukkah? So the answer is yes. The question is why. Question is why, and then the question is why do we ask why? I'll explain. Question is why, because ordinarily when it comes to mitzvos aseh shazman grama nashim peturos, women are exempt from time-bound positive mitzvos. It's true that we have some exceptions to the rule. Women are chayav in Shabbos, and they're chayav in both aspects of Shabbos, both the shamar and the zachar, both the do's and the don'ts of Shabbos. Women are chayav in Achilas Matzah, for example, but generally women are exempt from time-bound positive mitzvos. Women are exempt from Sukkah. Women are exempt from Tekiyas Shofar, strictly speaking, despite the fact that it's the minhag to attempt to hear Tekiyas Shofar. Women are exempt from Tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah, Aseh Shehazman Grama, according to the Gemara in Kiddushin. So women ordinarily are putter, on the one hand. On the other hand, Chanukah, of course, is a mitzvah derabanan. When it comes to derabanans, we understand that Chazal can set up whatever framework they want to perform the mitzvah. It's the question that Tosfos asks in Maseches Pesachim, and explains that despite the fact that that's true, that when it comes to a mitzvah derabanan, it can be arranged in whatever capacity, we don't necessarily need to follow every rule and regulation that we find when it comes to the mitzvos d'oraisa. As a general rule of thumb, and it's interesting to track this and to just keep this in mind whenever you encounter a mitzvah d'rabbanan, how perhaps does this play out? It's not all spelled out in the Gemara, but a general principle is called the dikun rabbanan ke'in d'oraisa tikun, that whenever it was that Chazal instituted any takana, any enactment, any mitzvah, any halacha, the attempt at least was always to follow to the greatest degree possible the patterns and the rhythms of the Torah as it already existed. We don't want to create an adjunct to Torah that is completely foreign from the way that Torah usually operates. It should fit within the general feeling, the general sense of the rest of the halachic system. So therefore, it would stand to reason that Hanukkah also, women should be exempt. The fact is they are chayav. Why then are they chayav? What greater value did Chazal see and feel, did Anshei Knesset Gadolah see and feel in terms of including women in the obligation of Chanukah, rather than exempting them as we usually find with other such similar mitzvos? The answer is, Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. They were also at least included in the mitzvah. Machlokas actually Rishonim, does this mean that they were simply included in the mitzvah? All the decrees and the edicts of Chanukah also affected them to an even greater degree, because we know that Jewish brides were actually snatched straight from the chuppah and taken directly to the house and to the bedroom of the ruling officers of the Assyrian Greeks before they were permitted to be with their husbands. So perhaps to an even greater degree it affected women, maybe even more than men. But that's possibility one. Possibility two is that, no, they actually served as the catalyst. And this plays out both with Chanukah and also Purim. Purim is an obvious one because of Esther, but also Chanukah, as we've already mentioned, the whole story and the episode of Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, who found her way into the palace and presented herself as a ruse to the Greek governor, and then the cheese and the wine and off with your head, and classic page out of the Jewish playbook. Cheese, wine, beheading. That's how we do it. Okay. Because this is the case, and because strictly speaking, really you need only light, one set of narrows for the entirety of the home. So it could happen. It's true that we attempt to have everybody light. It's also true that the minhag typically, not exclusively, but the minhag typically is that a married woman doesn't light because ishto kagufo, she lights with her husband and she's yoste with her husband. Not always, but often. Nevertheless, if let's say a husband is not going to be home, and you want to make sure that the candles get lit at the proper time, at the right zman, whether it's right after Shkia, or a few minutes after Shkia, or right after Tzeis, so a woman is able to light Neres Chanukah for the entire house, and the man would thereby be Yotze. That's an important card to sometimes use. If, let's say, a person's running late, he's not going to be home until very late, sometimes that is far more preferable to have one's wife light on behalf of the entire home, rather than lighting very late at night. Everybody have a